does technology make us more alone?
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yes, yes, it does. Those lonely nights alternating between Bumble and Tinder, and you just keep swiping. You know the feeling? You guys know what I'm talking about. You just keep swiping, right? Right. You do it on Tinder for about 20 minutes, occasionally. Okay, there's a fat girl. I don't know. And you just can't hit.
Airing every day
from noon to 3.
And it does make you contemplate life as you sit there and you say, well, this is depressing. I'll go check Twitter. And it's just all hatred on there. Go to Facebook. Oh, my grandma had liposuction. That's nice. Yeah, check out this. You go to Instagram. You see all the babes there. Like, man, wouldn't I love to live that life? You think about what it would be like if one of those Instagram models just accidentally swiped right on you for once. Go to Snapchat. Oh, got a new one. New notification. That's from Team Snapchat. Damn it. And happy Easter to you, too.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
So, yeah, if you ask me if technology makes people lonely these days, sometimes the only interaction you get is Uber or Uber Eats. At least you get some human interaction that way.
Just take the point. I don't want it. Just Cody wins.
Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Cody, did you get any Snapchats today from Team Snapchat yet?
I haven't checked to see.
Well, don't fall for it.
But
don't fall for it. If you get one, don't get too excited until you check to make sure it's not from Team Snapchat.
I never reply to Team Snapchat.
You don't?
No.
Does anybody?
I would hope not.
You should try replying and see if they open it. See if Team Snapchat actually cares.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Just you sitting there, smiling, like, thanks.
Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
That'd be pretty good.
I have this.
Hopefully they would open. That'd be really insincere of them if they didn't open your reply to them.
I do have this guy who sends me, like, every holiday, he'll send me a happy whatever holiday it is.
Is it on Snapchat or text message?
Snapchat, always. It's this guy that I went to school with in college.
Okay.
I went to college with him. And it's like me and a group of other friends. He always sends us every single holiday. It never fails. Merry Christmas.
That's it?
Happy Easter. Happy Thanksgiving.
Just like a text or like a picture?
Never. No, just a chat.
Yeah.
And I never talked. Nobody ever talks to this guy. We haven't talked to him since college. But he wants to make sure to tell everybody happy holidays.
You should reply to him. He might be lonely.
That's just his thing. Typically, I do. Okay. I'll say, hey, you too, man. Hope you're having a good...
Okay.
You know, Flag Day or whatever.
Send him a shirtless picture back for Valentine's Day. You too.
You too. Just me. Just
you shirtless.
I'll take it.
Chest up.
Like from the angle.
Yeah.
I'll angle from like the waist up.
Yeah.
So it's just like I try to look as big as I can for him. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be good.
Maybe he'll quit sending them to me at that point. But he always tells us. Because we all on the holidays, we
it's
always
time to do the news.
We always ask each other.
Hour two headlines.
You know,
collision course.
All right, thanks,
Cody, and the news now.
Thanks, John. The Baton Rouge.
You're welcome.
The Baton Rouge Zoo is they've got a new baby giraffe, and they announced today they're going to be naming him Burrow. The new baby giraffe at the Baton Rouge Zoo.
That's nice of them. That's what I went with Joe.
They're naming him Burrow when they're spelling it with, you know, with the X, the E-A-U-X. And so they have a new male giraffe. He was just born. He's already like 8 feet tall. They said, you voted. We tallied. Meet Burrow. Thanks to everyone who nominated and supported the cause. The little guy has big shoes to fill, but something tells us he's up for the challenge.
Would you rather the giraffe be named Burrow or Joe? Because I think Joe the giraffe's pretty cool.
Seems kind of common, though. I feel like there's a lot of other giraffes named Joe.
I know there's one named Jeffrey, or there used to be. R.I.P.
Name him George.
George the giraffe?
George of the jungle. Remember him?
He was not a giraffe.
Well, no, I know, but you remember that?
Watch out for that tree!
Yeah.
Shout out to Brendan Fraser. What a glow-up from George of the Jungle. Look, many people might laugh at Brendan Fraser, but... he was pretty good in The Mummy. That first Mummy movie is pretty good. What are the ratings on that first Mummy movie?
I don't know.
Not the one with Tom Cruise. Not the remake.
What do you mean a glow up? What do you say?
I mean, George of the Jungle is a kid's movie.
Well, that's a good movie.
I don't know if it holds up. If we're talking about cinematic quality and all that, I don't know if it holds up, but it had a good song.
I liked it as a boy.
And then he was in Crash, and Crash won an Oscar as well. Didn't Crash win Best Movie? Brendan Fraser, what a glow up.
People are upset at South Park.
What are we upset at South Park about?
Did you see the woman she posted? She's getting ratioed. I mean, I almost feel bad for her. But one of these Hollywood liberals said, in retrospect, it seems impossible to overstate the cultural damage done by South Park, the show that portrayed earnestness as the only sin and taught that mockery is the ultimate inoculation against all criticism.
Man, the mummy only got 59%. Can't have the bad guy. In hindsight, letting Billy Zane be the bad guy after his Titanic run probably wasn't a good idea.
Billy Zane?
Yeah.
Who was he in Titanic?
Cal, the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
When I say the bad guy in Titanic, there's two options, the iceberg or the fiancé,
yeah.
One of the
yeah,
two.
Yeah, Cal was a real jerk. He was a good bad guy, though.
I don't know how much of a jerk he actually was. I feel like he had a right to be mad.
Okay, yeah,
here he is taking this woman on a cruise, and they're having a good time, and... They're supposed to be married, and she's running around with Jack.
With one of these pores.
In the
regular cabins.
I mean,
hey, he was pretentious, though.
I mean, if we just reverse the roles, I think Cal would have been a sympathetic figure if he was the same exact person, but he was poor and she ran off with a rich guy. We'd probably be like, oh, it sucks for Cal.
Well, Cal was kind of a pretentious guy. I mean,
we don't know all that. The first time we saw
caviar and all that.
A little bit, but really the first instance we see.
What, Jack? You've never had caviar before?
Yeah, sure, that happened. But one of the first instances is like Jack and his woman, and
yeah,
she had a thing, fling started up with him. Like, I mean, I know she was sad and depressed, but she might just have depression. Yeah. It might not be because of Cal. She might just want to jump off the boat.
Yeah, but Cal was mean to him even when he saved her. You know, he's like, stay away from her. You know, I mean, he's...
Yeah.
I mean, he was...
He thought she tried to throw her... He had tried to throw her overboard.
He assumed that because Jack was poor.
No, because they were covering up her suicide attempt. Cal didn't have all the details. She was ready to commit suicide.
You can't come on here defending Cal.
I'm not.
The guy was a jerk. He judged
Was
Jack.
He a jerk? Yes. Should we have been rooting for him to have his woman stolen? But that's one thing. Like, okay, maybe if you want to root for Jack and Rose to get together, that's one thing. But to act like Cal was being unreasonable for being upset about it just seems a little far-fetched to me. I think he had every reason to be upset about it.
He was judging Jack from the beginning.
He thought Jack had tried to take his woman. I thought he tried to, like, hand her, you know, throw her around.
I know he thought that, himself. But he assumed that.
Because why else would that woman be, why else would they have been in that situation?
She's unhappy with you because you're a pretentious,
I think Rose should have let Cal know she was unhappy. That's what I think should have happened. The whole misunderstanding could have been avoided had she just said, hey, Cal, I'm unhappy. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. I was getting ready to jump off the back of the boat to kill myself because I don't want to be with you anymore. And then Cal probably would have said, you know what? Okay, that's fine. We can break up, but I'm not paying your family stuff anymore. Your poor mother, who's going bankrupt, she could have to, you know, handle her own finances and no longer try to suckle at my teat. That's no longer happening. But go on your own way,
you little
street rat.
The mother had such a...
The mother's actually the villain. The mother might be the actual villain of the whole movie.
Rose.
Yeah.
You're marrying Cal.
She might be the actual villain.
By the end of it, I think Rose was the villain by not letting Jack on the raft or the whatever they were floating at the door.
Cal saved that kid's life, though. Cal had a child.
Cal did kind of come around in the end, didn't he?
No, I don't think you're supposed to take it that way because he basically just took a random kid and was using it as a way to get off of the boat so he wouldn't die.
I thought he did something good at the end.
No.
No. I can't remember.
No. I mean, he grabbed a little kid, but it was just so that he could get on the boat with the mother and children.
Yeah, that's right. And I do remember.
And he said, I'm all she has, even though the kid's not his.
I do remember the scene where he walks by and looks at Rose, but she's looking the other way.
Yeah. And he probably knew it was her, but he's like, I'm not putting up with this woman anymore.
He just keeps walking.
Yeah, he's like, he just wanted his jewel at that point, probably.
Well, he did save that kid's life. I mean, that, you know.
I have a child.
I mean,
please, I'm all she has.
I mean, he did save her, or him, or
whatever. I think Cal got a bad rep.
I think he was a real jerk.
I think Rose and her mother. Those were the villains here. Rose for not speaking her mind, and the mother for trying to force her into marrying somebody. That's what I think. Hey, I think you would have been frustrated if you were in Cal's position too.
Yeah.
You're trying to give this woman and her family everything, and she is on a little fling with some young boy. With some young boy, because Jack isn't that old.
Some boy down from coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even coach. Below coach.
Yeah, he was down in the pits.
That's all I'm saying.
There was room on that. She could have, you know. She just
I think there was room, but I think the weight would have sunk it.
I don't know. I think she let Jack drown.
Jack probably knew whatever he has with Rose wouldn't last, because the next time she met somebody else for a weekend, she'd run off on him too. Any other headlines? You haven't really done much news.
Yeah, there are some other things. Well, I was telling you about the South Park thing.
Yeah, but there's just one woman that tweeted that, right?
Yeah, like, it was just a lady
it's
that
not
was
like,
upset.
It's not like a huge news story.
No, it's not. Sometimes headlines aren't just big news.
Yeah, they're just random tweets.
Sometimes they're just blurbs.
Sometimes they're just random tweets from somebody, and you try to phrase it and position it as a big story, when really it's just one person on the internet's opinion.
Not everything's a big story. Sometimes blurbs. Sometimes just something to pique your interest.
Sure.
Some news from the XFL. Houston is set to host the championship game this year. The XFL, apparently the Houston Sports Authority and the University of Houston, announced at a news conference, Houston, Texas, and TDECU Stadium on the U of H campus will host the league championship game Sunday, April 26th of this year. The game will feature the league's champions from the East and West divisions, and it'll be on ESPN at 3 o'clock Eastern time, Sunday, April 26th. The XFL Championship.
Okay. Why is Houston getting that?
I don't know. What if the Houston Roughnecks
make
the championship?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be pretty upset about that.
It's like a home game for them, basically. But that's what they've got. So.
Okay, good batch of headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Is Titanic a good Valentine's Day movie?
I think so.
Does get a little steamy.
Yeah. I've always liked Titanic.
No, it's a good movie. I'm asking, though, is it a Valentine's Day movie?
Like that you would watch with your lover?
Yeah, like is it a romantic movie that like makes you leave feeling good about love because, you know, the ending.
Spoiler alert.
The whole ending. Like, I don't want to say it's like Romeo and Juliet, but I mean...
Well,
there's no happy ending here.
Well, that's kind of love in a sense, isn't it?
Is that what you want to be reminded of, though, on Valentine's Day? They're like, hey, eventually you're all going to die?
Or eventually this is going to come to a screeching halt?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know, you got to be realistic, don't you? Romeo and Juliet's a great love story.
Is it?
Yeah. One of the greatest ever.
I mean, I know we say that, but I don't know why. I think it's more
first
about,
of its time kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it might go back to more of the whole Citizen Kane argument we were having about how it's something we're supposed to like because it was an innovator. But well, I mean, like Romeo and Juliet, if you get down to it, not that good of a love story. They're just kids wanting to run off and parents hate each other.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, and then it ends Taylor up with, Swift made a song about it.
But then it ends up with double suicide. Like, I don't understand why we...
Sometimes that's how love ends, you know?
You're like, they're like, what, 15, 16, 17 years old? Like...
It was tragic.
Teen suicide. We were making that a good love story. They just loved each other. They really, you know, what angsty teenager doesn't want to betray their parents and run away with the first boy or girl that gives them attention? I don't understand why we celebrate.
Well, it was the first to do it, though. I mean,
I get that.
You're saying Shakespeare wasn't brilliant?
No, I never said that. Shakespeare, very brilliant.
I mean, for its time, pretty impressive.
Right, but we talk about it still in 2020 and...
It's okay that some things set a precedent that should be respected and admired. Still,
I'm admiring that he was ahead of his time, and I get all that. I'm just was just simply saying that.
I'm guessing you're anti-Beatles.
No, I'm not anti-Beatles, but I don't understand what that has to do with this conversation.
I don't know. You just seem very much against things from the past a lot of times.
Do the Beatles have good love songs?
Oh yeah.
Well, what are they?
the Beatles love songs?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything they wrote was a love song.
Then we can bump those on Valentine's Day. My point wasn't that we...
Love Me Do.
Put on some Love Me Do during Valentine's Day.
Hey Jude.
Yeah. It's Hey Jude a love song?
I think so.
I don't get love vibes from that one. Are you sure that's a love song?
I don't know. Pretty much everything they wrote had a love
thing. Was Hey Jude a love song? I guess it could have been. I don't really know the lyrics to it.
Let's see what... Something. Oh, yeah. Something in the way she moves.
Take a sad song
moves.
And make it better.
Something.
You're made to go out and get her, and the minute you let her under your skin, then you begin. I don't know about this one.
And I love her.
I don't feel like that's
don't
a love
let,
song.
Don't let me down.
I don't feel like Hey Jude's a love song.
Maybe not. Something would
seems
be
seems more
there.
Like a... Maybe Jude is Jude like a troubled soul? Is that it? Is Jude living with a lot
of stress?
You know,
I don't know. Knowing the Beatles, it could be a drug song.
Maybe they're supposed to let the woman in to be better, to make them better. I don't know.
It could be about acid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something would be their number one love song,
okay.
I think.
Then play it on Valentine's Day. I wasn't
In My Life, maybe. In my life, I've loved them all. Probably not In My Life. What are your favorite Beatles songs?
Come Together.
Right Now?
Yeah, but the Aerosmith version.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Yeah.
Full names?
Yeah. John Lennon.
Right.
Paul McCartney.
Good start.
Ringo Starr.
There you go. And...
This is the one. George, was it George?
Yeah.
George Michaels.
Not George of the Jungle.
George Michaels.
Not George Michaels.
You sure?
Positive. Yeah.
I got faith it was George Michaels.
It was not.
George.
I'll bet you $100.
George.
Put it on the board.
Is this a common guy?
Yeah, he's pretty well known. He's dead.
George. What the hell is George's name?
Is he dead? Yeah, he's dead.
I assume he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Is Paul not the only one still
Paul
alive?
And Ringo are alive.
Ringo are alive?
Yeah, George is dead.
When you tell me George's last name, I'm going to be upset because obviously I should know it. You probably assumed I wasn't going to get Ringo. I imagine that was the one you thought I wasn't going to get, or no?
I thought you'd get Ringo Starr.
Okay, so you George
I actually
was,
thought George's last name might be what held you up.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I don't have it.
You're not going to get it?
No.
Think Bachelor host.
Harrison.
Yeah.
I know Chris Harrison's name.
Yep.
But I didn't know George Harrison's name. Chris Harrison has done more for me than George Harrison has.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I think the influence that the Beatles had on today's popular music is still very, very poignant. Could you name one?
Does that matter? Is that a good thing? You constantly talk about how terrible popular music is today. So, like, is that a good thing that the Beatles have influenced
it's
it?
It's just continued to evolve.
What if the Beatles didn't happen and somebody else that came along that could have influenced it better and music could have been better?
Yeah, like the Stones. It's just continued to evolve. Could you name one member of Pink Floyd?
Of Pink Floyd?
Yeah. Could be original or current.
How many people are in Pink Floyd?
I don't know. I mean, there were several.
How many people are in the band?
There's two guys
originally?
You should probably know the name. I mean, not necessarily, but, you know.
What was the guitarist's name?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, dang it.
David.
I accidentally looked at my phone.
David.
I don't know why I like when people ruin our games.
I don't either.
Brandon texts me David Gilmore, so Brandon
What are
knows.
You doing, Brandon?
I just happened to glance down at my phone.
What are you doing?
I've never heard of David Gilmore.
Can you name the two Stones that aren't Mick Jagger and Keith Richards?
I can't.
I said one of them earlier.
I don't care.
The drummer?
Mm-mm.
Charlie Watts?
Never heard of him.
Ronnie Wood?
Heard of Ronnie Wood. This is a fun game. Let's keep playing.
How many rock and roll bands can you name?
Just rock and roll bands?
Yeah. You made me do it with NBA players.
The over-under.
Could you name 60 rock and roll bands?
It's a sports show. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Does Puddle of Mud count?
Yeah, sure.
I still couldn't name 60. But Puddle of Mud, I got them. Stain, do they count as rock and roll?
Yeah, you can count them.
Or are they just rock?
You can count them.
Okay,
yeah.
Stain. Stain and Puddle of Mud were my guys. Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Kid Rock and the Twisted Trucker Band. Twisted Brown Trucker, I think.
I don't remember.
I think that was the name of the band that played in the Twisted Brown Trucker. Is that what it was? Kid Rock and the Twisted.
Something about the Trucker. Something about a Trucker.
Truckers!
Band.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it was Twisted Brown Truckers. No, that's about all I got.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Fun game.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other questions? We can just have a quiz segment.
I don't know. You want to ask me stuff?
No.
You want to ask Cam something?
He's busy.
Cam, can you name a member of Queen that's not Freddie Mercury?
Nope.
I would have gotten
I'm
Freddie Mercury.
I'm really bad at music.
I could have gotten Freddie Mercury.
Couldn't you get the other guy?
No.
You can get the guitar player.
No, I can't.
Brian.
Adams.
No, but that is a guy from back then.
Yeah. That's the guy saying we didn't start the fire, right?
That's Billy Joel.
Oh.
Can you sing We Didn't Start the Fire? How much of the you think you could sing half of that song?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think I could either.
I could just sing the chorus, but I don't even know if I could sing the whole chorus. I just know We Didn't Start the Fire.
I used to
but it
be
was always
able,
burning. But it was always
since
burning.
The world's been turning. Yeah. Yeah. I used to be able to sing that song because I had a history teacher in like 10th grade. And for some reason, part of the history class was learning that song. Like current event, like events
yeah.
from the 60s.
That seems like a really stupid class. While the Chinese students are in China gearing up to be scientists and astronauts, your history teacher was teaching you Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Well, I mean, in terms of history, I think it was kind of a good exercise.
Sure, yeah. Seems like it's really paid off for you.
Well, I mean, you learn about different...
Do you think there's sports radio in China?
Walter Winchell, Joe
DiMaggio?
Yeah,
there's sports radio in China.
Yeah,
imagine telling your parents in China that you're going to do sports radio. Because my dad was already depressed, and my other alternative was be a cattle farmer. And my dad looked at me like I was the biggest loser in the world when I told him I was going to go do radio. I can only imagine what the Chinese kids have to feel when they tell their parents what they want to go do.
I would imagine they're probably disappointed really at the
hoping,
lack of mathematics.
I was really hoping you would go with like Grateful Dead, and I could have got that guy. I would have won that one.
You would have got that guy?
Yeah. John Mayer. Boom.
That's what I would have said,
got him.
Too.
John Mayer. Boom.
No, Jerry Garcia.
I would have gotten Jerry Garcia, but that's it. That's the only member I would have gotten. But I would have said John Mayer first, just for comedic effect.
Yeah. John Mayer's good.
Yeah.
Everybody likes John Mayer, I think.
Yeah. Good exercise. I'm actually impressed. I did pretty well. Got most of the Beatles members.
Could you name
two? Got George, too.
Could you name two guys from Led Zeppelin?
Led and Zeppelin.
Could you name one guy from Led Zeppelin? Surely to God.
Jim Morrison was the Doors, right?
Yes.
I was waiting for you to say the Doors, too, so I could get that.
I couldn't name anybody else from the Doors.
I was just waiting for the Doors, though, to get Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison was the Doors.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting
on. You know, Jim Morrison, he didn't even play instruments. He was like
only
a poet.
The singer?
He was basically a poet that could
good for
just...
him.
I mean, he was,
just looked the part. I feel like he looked the part.
He was a really impressive
yeah.
guy.
Like Nirvana, I was waiting on that. Like the Goo Goo Dolls. No, not the Goo Goo Dolls. I can't name anybody from the Goo Goo Dolls. The Foo Fighters. I was waiting on those. I could have named
Dave,
a couple people from there.
Dave
yeah.
Grohl.
Yeah.
And Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And
Dave Grohl.
And who else?
Well, Dave Grohl was also in Nirvana.
Right.
So I got two from Nirvana.
Two from Nirvana. Not one from Led Zeppelin? This may be the biggest. Surely, you got to name one from Led Zeppelin. You can name three Beatles, two Stones. You got to get somebody from Led Zeppelin.
I can't get anybody from Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
I was born in 1990.
I know, but I feel like most people your age, my age, could still name one member of Led Zeppelin, even if they don't like rock and roll.
Van Halen.
Van Morrison.
Yeah, that's who I was going to say, but he's in Van Halen, correct?
No.
He's not? Van Morrison's not in Van Halen?
No, he's a
Is
different
guy. Is he in Led Zeppelin?
No, he's a different guy completely.
Okay.
No relation to Jim Morrison, as far as we know.
Okay. I can name the 10 members of the Backstreet Boys in NSYNC. I can do that.
That's not something I could do, so.
I can get a couple members of 98 Degrees.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Really just. Snuka? No, he was a wrestler.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Guitar player.
No, that's Metallica.
Guitar player starts with Jimmy.
Jimmy. Well, I'm thinking Jimmy. I think of Jimmy Carter.
That was that's a president. Democratic right? president. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a lot of work in Georgia now.
Jimmy.
He's still out helping the community at his old age.
No Jimmy.
You can't think of any guitar players named Jimmy?
Hendrix, but he wasn't in
right,
there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. You can't even Jimmy Hendrix.
Jimmy Page.
Page. And he was in who?
Led Zeppelin.
And he played what?
Guitar.
I never heard of him.
How about Robert?
Kardashian?
Lead singer Robert.
Osborne? Was that Ozzy's first name? Osborne?
No.
If you asked Black Sabbath, I'd have gotten Ozzy Osbourne.
Think like, Stairway to Heaven. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I know Stairway to Heaven for sure. Everyone knows Stairway to Heaven.
What would you do with a turnip in the garden?
Leave it in the garden because turnips are gross.
If you were going to put a seed in the garden to create something, you would be...
Plant it.
Right.
Do you plant turnips?
I don't know.
That seems like a confusing first.
Robert Plant.
I never heard of him.
Okay. Then there was John Paul Jones. He could play basically anything. And then John Bonham, really maybe the greatest drummer ever.
If you asked me Bon Jovi, I could have gotten John Bon Jovi, too.
Yeah, they
U2, I would have gotten Bono.
Could you get Bono's guitar player?
If you'd asked me Metallica, I could have gotten
Lars.
Lars Ulrich. Yeah. Lars Ulrich. I just remember him because he tried to ruin Napster when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So he stands out to me, a real jerk. But he was doing what he had to do, you know? He was protecting the music industry, and what always is right isn't always popular, you know?
Yeah, so I respect Lars. Somebody had to do it.
I respect Lars for doing it, but I hated him when I was 9. That was pretty good. Cam, were you impressed? I did pretty good with that music quiz, right?
I was impressed.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I wouldn't have gotten any of it.
I don't think you got hardly...
Thanks.
I don't think I did you pretty hardly good. Got any
I got Bon Jovi. I got Ozzy Osbourne. I got two guys in Nirvana. Most people probably don't even know Dave Grohl is in Nirvana, but I did.
I think everyone knows that.
I don't think that's true. Cam, did you know that?
Nope.
Cam didn't know that, so I got that. I got, 8 points there? That was pretty good. That's pass, 80%. Nice. Happy Valentine's Day to me. Valentine's Day miracle. Don't forget Kid Rock and the Twisted Brown Trucker. I did know that, too. Another point. Puddle of Mud, even though I didn't name the singer there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did great.
It was kind of a knockoff Kid Rock, if I remember correctly.
The Puddle of Mud singer?
Kind of looked like a knockoff Kid Rock, if I remember correctly.
What songs did they have?
Blurry. I liked Blurry a lot.
How does that go?
Everything's so blurry. Nothing's in real.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a son, like a son's leave. Like
she hates me.
I remember she hates me,
she
too.
She hates me. Yeah.
Those might be the only two Puddle of Mud songs I know.
I try, so. Yeah.
Control, maybe.
Spin you around.
I can't control you. Yeah.
Spin you
control.
Around.
Control is also a Puddle of Mud song. Spin you around, I don't.
I want to spin you around.
It's something. That was Push You Around, is what you were just.
No, that's Matchbox 20.
I was
going to
say,
right?
That's not, yeah.
Or is that a different push? To push me. That's Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
No, Spin You Around is like.
I don't remember that one.
I want to say it's kind of a sexual
in the top,
song.
I was probably in the top 15% of Puddle of Mud fans, too, and I don't know that one. So, I knew three or four.
Well,
Fred Durst was in Limp Bizkit. That's another point. Don't forget that. Travis Barker was in Blink-182, as was Mark and Tom. More points. I'm killing this quiz.
You're doing great.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Sydney and Scott are newlyweds. Whoopity-doo! He loves her, but she loves this guy right here. And he loves somebody else. You just can't win.
And so it goes until the day you die. This is real rock music right here. Sandman, that's real rock music.
I was trying to show you Sympathy for the Devil during the break.
Yeah, no thanks.
Why is Mick Jagger dressed like a woman?
I just didn't understand. I didn't get it.
It's Mick Jagger, bro.
Is that how you feel when we do these quizzes? Like just helpless?
Yeah, sometimes. Like the NBA?
Yeah.
Basically. Now you know how I feel.
I mean, I think I did way better than you did. I did pretty good. I got, what,
you
15?
Couldn't name 60.
I got like 15 points.
I think I did way better. I named 60.
I didn't get any strikes.
I named 60.
I got like
NBA
15
players.
Things right without any strikes.
You got several strikes.
No, I didn't.
You couldn't even name the George Harrison.
I got George right.
You said
everyone
his
knows
last
it goes
name.
By George.
You said George Michael was his name.
I like Faith. Another point. I knew George Michael sang Faith.
You don't just get a point for every.
That's another point. Covered by Limp Bizkit, who many say did it better.
I know that Michael Jordan played in the 90s, and so did Scottie Pippen. There's a point.
Yeah, you got a point for that. If the quiz would have been 90s basketball players, or just basketball players in general, sure. Point for Cody. Good job. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. There's not a lot going on today.
I mean, we can get into some XFL stuff this weekend. We can get into Tennessee, South Carolina. We can talk about love.
Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Love. It's a funny thing. Sometimes it makes you laugh. Sometimes it makes you cry.
Love
sometimes
hurts.
Sometimes you cry while you're laughing.
Love hurts.
Sometimes love hurts if you're doing it right.
Sometimes you have love in the first degree.
And that when someone says that in songs, I've heard love hurts. You know, John Legend once said love hurts sometimes if you do it right. Do you think he was talking about love making or just how if you're loving someone, you'll eventually be hurt? Cam,
I think
let's go to you first. He says love hurts sometimes if you do it right. And I didn't know if that was him talking about sex or just if you love somebody, they're going to hurt your feelings sometimes. Or is it both? Many people say that, you know, the good parts of music has multiple meanings. What was John Legend talking about in Save Room when he said that, Cameron?
I think he was going feelings. John doesn't seem like he's being too painful in the other aspects of his life. So I think he was going feelings there.
Was that you taking a shot at John? You don't think John was putting it down back in the day? Is that what you were saying?
No. Maybe, yeah, kind of. No, he's fine. I love John Legend. Respect the man. Respect him very much. But, yeah, I think he was going feelings here. I think he was going feelings here.
Got a little
that's
bit
like
of,
his niche.
Got a little bit of breaking news.
Is it about Man City?
Yeah, this big breaking news in the sports world. Manchester City have been banned from the Champions League for 2 seasons and fined £30 million. Do we have the reason why? Do we see why this happened?
I'm seeing 30 million euros.
Oh, I said pounds. Oh, yeah. I do the same thing.
Where is Man City? Manchester, England,
it's
right?
In Manchester, England,
Are there pounds there?
I would
Where
imagine.
Do they use pounds?
Probably in London.
Are will euros get you through all of Europe? Like
really complicated
if it
wouldn't.
I think in England they only use pounds, right?
Well, right. I was thinking pounds is an English thing.
Didn't they just leave, what was it called?
The Brexit?
Yeah,
EU.
I think the Brexit like keeps everything the same currency in like Europe. If you're like in that, I may be completely wrong on this, but that's what I thought it was.
I thought if I got 50 euros in London, I can use those to get in to see Auschwitz or whatever, right? Or in Paris or wherever.
All right, I got a list of Euro country. Oh, geez, it's a long list.
There are a lot of European.
They apparently violated financial fair play. What does that mean? Just they were paying too much for free agents. They were doing illegal things on the loan market. What the hell does that mean? They laundered money to spend too much.
Hard to say, champ. Hard to know for sure.
Does this shake up the Premier League? I guess now because Man City's running second, a distant second behind Liverpool. But does now Man City will they have to vacate their spot? Does the fifth place team get in the Champions League? Huge news.
I think Liverpool, it's not really going to matter at the end of the day because I think Liverpool's going to run away with the thing.
Well, no, but getting in the Champions League is a pretty big deal.
Liverpool's got the bloody thing wrapped up.
They got the Premier League wrapped up, but the top four of the Premier League getting to the Champions League.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, Liverpool's going to win the Champions League too. I mean, is there anybody else in Europe that can compete with them?
It's a pretty good team.
It's turning a little Bayern Australian Munich. Now, mate.
Bayern Munich, they're waiting. Bayern Munich. Yeah, it's going to be a tough.
Where is Bayern Munich?
Germany.
Germany, yeah. Spain, is Barcelona or Madrid good?
No, well, they don't play in this. They do play in it. They do play in it. Sorry, scratch that. Real Madrid, Barcelona. They'll be in there, yeah.
Now, the Champions League's what really we should be watching, right? Premier League's just England, right?
Premier League is just England. Champions League is all of Europe.
That's more exciting because then you have the different countries, you know, passions on the line and tradition.
Not so much the country's passion because these players are from all around the world. There's still club soccer.
Okay.
But it's just a bigger bigger thing to win. Those are the best clubs of the world. It'd be like if you took four NBA teams and played against four Chinese Basketball Association teams versus, you know, other leagues, the Australian Basketball League. Now, granted, U.S. would win. But
nobody would care about those things.
Well, I mean, I know, but in soccer it's a little bit more even. You know, people over there, they have multiple leagues.
Right, but there's a pride, a club pride, right? Like a city pride, like Barcelona versus.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, the country is probably, it wouldn't matter so much country-wise. Like, I don't think, like, Spain is going to root for Barcelona if they are fans of another team. You know what I mean? Like, if they are rooting
the
for
the people in Spain?
If they're rooting, like, in Spain, like, they're probably rooting for Barcelona or Real Madrid.
Right.
So I don't think, like, Real Madrid fans are going to root for Barcelona sense of country
pride. That's a
rivalry,
right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, so for the sense of, like, country pride, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it's like the Packers versus the Bears.
Right, like, Man City fans probably aren't going to root for Manchester United.
No, I understand that.
I guess it would be the other way around because Man United kind of sucks and Manchester City has been the better club the last couple of years. But I doubt Manchester United is rooting for Manchester City.
I understand that. It's more like a city pride, right? With the Champions League.
It's just like a regular professional team, yeah.
What is London's team? They got multiple, I would assume?
I would imagine they got multiple.
Like where are those, like Tottenham and where are those places? Do you know?
England.
Well, I know they're in England. Like I know Liverpool's on the other side of England.
Yeah.
Man City, like Manchester's its own city.
Pretty sure Arsenal's in London.
Arsenal's in London. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
Chelsea,
I think so.
Is that a London
team?
I
think they're in London too, yeah.
So Chelsea, will they make the Champions League? You know?
They are, I want to say, on the cusp. That's why this Man City getting banned is a big deal because it opens up for a couple other teams.
So when is the Champions League?
Well, it's weird. It's confusing because there's a Champions League going on right now that was based off last year's standings. So, like, is it this Saturday or next? I think there's a knockout stage game. Liverpool, I believe, is playing in that. But right now they're qualifying in this year's Premier League for next year's Champions League. Does that make sense?
Who are the teams outside of England that can beat Liverpool? Like, who's the best of the – like, you said Bayern Munich or whatever?
I think Bayern Munich is usually pretty good. Usually,
PSG's usually good.
PSG?
Yeah.
Paris
Saint-Germain?
Your guys at Juventus?
Juventus,
usually them.
Juventus,
usually there.
Where is Juventus?
It's in Spain, I believe. They play in the Spanish league, I want to say, I think they play in La Primera with Barcelona.
Didn't their guy leave? The guy left. We had a headline a while back about Juventus.
I thought Cristiano went to Juventus.
Juventus is in Italy.
Italy? Oh, yeah, well, messed that one up. Dang it. I was faking it so good.
Italy.
Just blew that one.
I think I'll pull for some of the Italian teams.
Juventus?
That might be my team. I think it's Juventus.
Yeah.
I do like Ronaldo.
So, yeah, the next game is, I guess, on Tuesday. They've been on a two-month break as they get set for the knockout stage.
How about this? How about we have a soccer thing that we do, like, every 4 years or something, and just have the countries going against each other.
Like once every 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Like a kind of cup match? Like.
Yeah. Like just
everyone gets together.
The world stage.
Each country puts together a team of players from that country, and then you get, like, national pride.
You want to do that around the whole world or just, like, in Europe?
Whole world.
Worldwide?
U.S. could even have a team. Match. U.S. team would probably never be good enough to sniff the – you know,
yeah, they already have this. It's called the World Cup.
Yeah. What year?
Or the Olympics.
So will we get to see that in the Summer Olympics?
Yeah, but that teams don't really care in the Olympics.
So the World Cup is really what
matters.
The World
Cup's still bigger than the Olympics, yeah.
So when's the next World Cup? 2022?
Yeah.
22. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I might get into it.
Gotta wait 2 years.
I don't have 2 years.
That's sad.
I just meant more like I'm not that patient.
Oh, okay.
I hope I have that. You know, I don't know, but
in case since you're asking, Chelsea is currently in the fifth spot. ahead of Sheffield United by 2 points. But now, since the fifth place team might get in, this opens the door for Tottenham and Everton.
Tottenham, the Hotspur.
Even Manchester United, maybe.
I'm guessing.
Maybe the Wolves. I kind of like the Wolves.
I guess Chelsea and Arsenal's a pretty big rivalry.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay, that was Talking Soccer with John and Cody. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Serving Knoxville for 24 years.
All right, let's power rank something coming up in the third hour. What can we power rank love-wise, Valentine's Day-wise? I don't feel like we should power rank the XFL teams. I think everyone knows where the XFL is. You know who the top of the top, the cream of the crop is right now. Mm-hmm. Are you interested at all in the XFL Week 2?
It'll be on.
You are going to check in on it and put it on?
Well, I don't know if I'll turn it on, but it'll be on TV.
Just on TV in general, or your TV?
Somebody will be
at your apartment, is what you're saying.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. Rick's not there, so. It might not get turned on.
Cam, XFL making the cut for you tonight, yeah?
That Houston St. Louis game is going to be a good one.
That actually might be pretty good.
Looking forward to that one. The other two, Saturday, I don't think I'll really watch anything, but Sunday I got nothing to do, yeah.
I'm going axe throwing on Saturday.
Ooh, nice. Are they doing, don't let it come back on you, are they doing two games Saturday, two on Sunday?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some things about that axe throwing where, you know, if you don't do it right, it might bounce back at you.
I'm an adult. I'm sure I can handle it.
Yeah.
Although my elbows have been bothering me. I'm sure they got safety precautions there. I'm not worried about it.
Well, good luck.
Got a baby shower. The baby shower got postponed to this Saturday. Then I'm going to go throw some axes. Birthday party.
Yeah. Your birthday party?
No, my birthday's in March.
Well, I know, but, I mean, it is coming up
Courtney.
Soon.
You've met Courtney, her birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good one.
So what do you want to power rank?
Should it be love-related?
Yeah, I think so. It's Valentine's Day. Or hate-related. Love or hate.
We could.
Songs?
First date ideas?
First date ideas?
Favorite lovers?
That seems like a terrible idea. Our favorite past lovers? I don't think I could get to five.
And I got to do eight.
I know who number one would be.
Do you?
I've forgotten her name, though. The lady from the Bunny Ranch. What was her name?
Mercedes.
Yeah.
I don't know. What could we do? We could do...
We'll let the tweeters decide. Tweet us in some power ranking love ideas. We'll do that in hour three. We'll break down Tennessee, South Carolina, because this is a big game this weekend. Tennessee going to be slight underdogs. And needs to win it. Needs to win it. So give us a couple of Valentine's Day power ranking ideas. Love or hate? Love or hate? You probably want hate, right? Or no? You like love?
You think I got a lot of hate?
Movies, songs? First date ideas, that seems bad. Are you looking for advice? You got a first date coming up, Cam?
No, I was just trying to go with the love theme. I don't know.
Dinner, movies. Movies at your apartment.
Love movies. Love songs.
Claim you're fixing dinner for your lover and then say something came up and you just fix them. You get pizza and then just try to get them to drink at your house. Smooth move.
Classic.
Go walk around the park.
What about our power rank our favorite rock and roll love ballads?
What's number one?
Probably going to be Angie for me.
Is that a ballad? That's not a ballad, though, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know.
Is it not Angie, what you want to do, that one?
No, that's Amy.
Oh.
that's a different band. I don't know. Maybe Wild Horses. Wild Horses is a beautiful song.
Who sings that Angie song?
Angie?
Yeah, who sings that one? Is that the CCR?
No.
Is that the... it's not the Doors. It's not the Who. Angie, what you want?
At least you know the name of the Who.
I think I'm in love with you.
Are you thinking Amy?
Amy, yeah, Amy.
It's like some prairie something, little prairie.
Oh, really? I thought that was the Allman Brothers. It's not the Allman Brothers?
No.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid.
Pure Prairie League.
Is that like their only hit? Is that like the best one-hit wonder of the world? Or?
Is
that not a popular song? That's a popular song, ain't it, or no?
Amy, what you
is that, is that a big-time song? No? Cam, you know that song?
Stay with
nope.
You
no?
For a while.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's a really... It's a good song.
Why did I know?
But I don't know of any other songs by that band. I
feel like they should get some recognition as one-hit wonders.
They're called Pure Prairie League.
I swear I thought that was the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Here I was trying to be cute and just come out looking like a dumbass again.
I don't know of any other songs that that band has.
It's coming out looking like an idiot again.
They've got, yeah, I don't know any of the other songs.
This is unfortunate.
It's a good song.
Yeah, but I mean.
A lot of people like that song. I mean, it's not crazy that you would think that's the Allman Brothers. It's got a very, like, southern rock kind of feel to it. Kind of a southern band.
You don't have to try to make me feel better.
Got kind of a southern roll.
You don't have
to
try to make me feel better. You don't have to try to do that. It's fine.
All right.
Does Breakdown make your list?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, I would think of some other love songs by Tom Petty, like Wildflowers, maybe.
Is that that's not a ballad, though, right? Be a ballad.
Well,
doesn't
no,
that be a little
it's
bit
not
slower
really,
or more powerful? I mean, Breakdown's not really slow and powerful.
I don't know. I don't really know what constitutes a ballad.
Okay, let's just go to break. Okay. This has been a disaster for the last 45 minutes of this hour.
Sounds good.
It's been a disaster hour two. Cam, just cut that out of the podcast. Just cut it out. Hour three coming at you. Stick with us.